You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks.
That's good. Yeah, we're good. We're good in the studio. What are we talking about in the land of books?
I brought with me, I think, one of the most interesting fiction novels I've read this year. Kairos by Jenny Erpenbeck. She's a fantastic writer. She's had 4 novels translated from German so far.
Oh, wow.
And Go Wink Gone was my favourite, but I'm really thinking, yeah, I might have a new one.
All right, let's. What's the world that we're talking about here? Where are we picking up?
So this is based in Germany, and it opens with like a woman receiving a box of like art and books from an ex-lover, so you know that this like love story isn't going to turn out well.
Some ghosts in there, right?
Yeah, some real ghosts in here.
Objects with ghosts.
That's actually kind of like a running theme through a lot of the book. Like, it's sort of, so it looks at like this relationship between this 19-year-old girl who started as like an apprentice at the Hungarian center, cultural center, and this 53-year-old, extremely successful broadcaster and writer, and their relationship sort of begins at the big, like towards the end of the Berlin Wall. It's right. Like 1986, and he's from West Germany and she's from East. So you have, of course, like this really kind of terse, illicit affair, and like a lot of it is like this older man who's just trying to be like so cool for this 19-year-old. By playing Mozart for her.
Oh, God. I just felt my internal organ just cringe.
Yeah. It's very sort of cringy in the beginning. He's like real kind of like shy in the way that like an old man who like doesn't want to feel old in front of like the youth is.
It kind of seems like Edward Cullen coded. Yeah. Like, no, I'm sure this is like very good, but
I love that. Yeah. Very Edward Cullen coded. But it kind of, it really looks at like this like love story that begins as being incredibly idealistic. But through the story, as we kind of approach the end of their relationship, which kind of coincides with like the fall of the Berlin Wall, that idealism starts to die, and a lot of their relationship ends up mirroring like this tension between East and West Germany.
Oh.
And what their like predictions of unification for a future are. So I mean, like, I think it still works on like a level of like a psychodrama without like the symbolism, but it is like a really fascinating and quite subtle look at all the different cultural facets that sort of came with like reunification.
I was going to ask about where the capital S word subtle came in, because sometimes when a book is trying to be a bit of a parable about something, it can be a wee bit like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing.
Totally.
And you can get a bit over it. Yeah. But that obviously is not the vibe.
No, not at all. Like, I mean, so much of what you glean about, like, her life in East Berlin is through, like, her immediate observations of, like, both herself as someone who's becoming, like, really a young woman, but also as, like, this, you know, this, like, Eastern German, like, despite this kind of surveillance atmosphere, this sort of bohem, like, art space. And then as she moves to West Germany, her observations of, like, this growing commercialization, this growing, like, I don't know, like, I guess a kind of modernization process that we see the world in now.
Right.
It will start with like her describing like how the people dress in either place, and like just like these really little human interactions that give you like a fuller picture. I feel that too. Like sometimes I'm like, this feels really like Aesop's Fable, with those kind of books. Like I'm really being told a message. But I think the way that she's worked this kind of like crumbling relationship with like what's happening in Germany at the same time in like a really fascinating way.
I feel like this is a great sounding novel. I'm also always a bit fascinated by that particular period in time, and there are books that do it well and there are books that do it not so well, and there are books that do it in a really straight spy drama narrative, yeah. Which I also love my John Le Carré moments, yeah. You know, I do big time, but this feels like a really interesting like personal youthful like experience of it perhaps.
Yeah, it almost reads to me like autofiction, but with like retaining I think the most interesting parts, which is like that observational quality, yeah. In autofiction. Like a psychodrama, like obviously it becomes like more toxic between the two of them as she like sort of grows into womanhood. There's a betrayal in the book, and he sort of becomes like this kind of obsessed, paranoid, dictatorial, like ever-growing presence in her life.
It sounds a bit cooked and a bit exciting.
My favorite kind of book, a bit cooked.
A little bit cooked. Tell us again the name of the book and the author.
And the book is Kairos by Jenny Erpenbeck, and you can buy it at Time Out and all good bookstores now.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Suri. We'll see you in the shop soon.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.